In the late 1960s, there was a war being waged. No, it wasn't a Southeast Asian country. It was the music industry, right here in the good old U.S. of A. The battle was between the mind-expanding psychedelic music and the oh-so-cute bubblegum genre. This war is being waged today on Huntley Community Radio between Jim and Nancy Eggers with their show, Psychedelic Bubblegum.
Hello, all you ex-hippies out there. I'd like to start off this week giving you a sugar buzz with one of my bubblegum favorites. It's my first song, and it's a bubblegum pop song written by Elliot Chiprut and originally recorded by the 1910 Fruit Gum Company in 1967.
Wouldn't it be the 1967 Fruit Gum Company?
No.
I'm just inquiring minds want to know. I'm just asking. I don't know.
Fruit Gum Company probably started off with Fruit Stripe Gum first and then became a musical thing.
Of course. Okay.
That's what I'm just assuming.
Let's go on.
Okay. The single was issued by Buddha Records and peaked at number 4 on Billboard Hot 100 chart in January 1968. It charted for 14 weeks and was the first hit for the group. The song was based on the children's game Simon Says.
And what, for 14 weeks it was on the charts?
Yes, it was.
Things were a lot easier back then. Okay, go ahead.
Here's Simon Says.
I like to play a game that is so much fun, and it's not so very hard to do. The name of the game is simple, Simon Says, and I would like for you to play it too. Put your hands in the air,
simple Simon Says.
Shake them all about,
simple Simon Says.
Do it when Simon Says,
simple Simon Says.
And you will never be out. Simple Simon Says, put your hands on your hips, let your backbone slip, Simon Says. Simple Simon Says, put your hands on your hips, let your backbone slip, Simon Says. Put your hands on your head,
simple Simon Says.
Bring them down by your side,
simple Simon Says.
Shake them to your left,
simple Simon Says.
Now shake them to your right. Put your hands on your head,
simple Simon Says.
Bring them down by your side,
simple Simon Says.
Shake them to your left,
simple Simon Says.
Now shake them to your right. Now that you have learned to play this game with me, see it's not so hard to do. Let's try it once again, this time more carefully. I hope the winner will be you. Clap your hands in the air,
simple Simon Says.
Do it double time,
simple Simon Says.
Slow it down like before,
simple Simon Says.
Are you looking fine,
simple Simon Says.
Now clap them high in the air,
simple Simon Says.
Do it double time,
simple Simon Says.
Slow it down like before,
simple Simon Says.
Are you looking fine?
Now put your hands in the air. And
no.
Let's start clapping. Yay! My first song for the day.
Oh, boy.
Did you know in 1961, IBM introduced the Selectric typewriter? That's the one with the bouncy ball type.
Yeah, every office in the world had one of those.
I used it every day when I was in high school. That's what I learned on.
You know, and for those people out there who are wondering what the heck a typewriter is.
Or a ribbon.
Yeah, try and buy one of those.
Yeah.
Yeah, you may want to ask your parents or grandparents what a typewriter is.
Especially a Selectric one.
A Selectric, yes. Mm-hmm. Well, now that you're all done doing what Simon Says, I'd like to play an adult song for you, if I may.
I thought that was pretty adult.
This is one of my all-time favorite psychedelic tunes from the 60s.
Oh, no.
Yes.
That means
yes. Yeah, that, wait for it.
Oh, no, I might not be here very long.
This is a song written by your favorite and mine, Jimi Hendrix.
Oh.
And released on March 17th, 1967. It was many people's first exposure to Hendrix's psychedelic rock sound. It is perhaps Jimi Hendrix's best-known song. It was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame and is considered one of the greatest guitar songs ever. It's ranked number 2 by Rolling Stone magazine.
I'm out of here then.
Listen now to Purple Haze.
Is it safe to come in now?
You missed one of the best songs ever.
I don't think so. I think I just missed a good headache.
Hey, did you realize that in 1961, the Howdy Doody show ends after 13 years?
No, I didn't know that. He My was... Howdy Doody?
Howdy Doody.
It's Howdy Doody time. It's time to say, wait, it's Howdy Doody time.
You know what we used to sing in grammar school?
What?
It's Howdy Doody time. It's not worth a dime. Let's turn to Channel 9 and let's watch Frankenstein.
That's cool.
We were a twisted little group of kids.
You still are. You haven't matured yet. You're still 12.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, for a short commercial.
Yipes, stripes, beets, nuts, got 'em.
Yipes, stripes, and fruit stripe gum.
Yipes, stripes, 5 different flavors.
Yep, beets, nut, fruit stripe gum.
Not to mention 5 different colors.
Cherry stripe, lemon stripe,
orange too,
mixed fruit and lime stripe.
All for you in every pack of beech nut fruit stripe gum. Get beech nut fruit stripe gum.
See how this tied into my 1910 Fruit Company song?
Perfect. You're a trained professional.
I know. I'm good. I'm really good, aren't I?
You know, and we just found out yesterday, we just saw it at Cracker Barrel, that they still make Fruit Stripe gum.
They still do.
How about that, huh?
I used to like Fruit Stripe gum. For all you greasers and climbers out there who are just tuning in, we're listening to the Psychedelic Bubblegum Show here on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP 101.5 on your transistor radio.
Hello again, Peabody here.
Where are we going this time, Mr. Peabody?
We'll adjust the Wayback Machine to the year...
1961. That was the year that was. May 5, 1961, Navy Commander Alan B. Shepard Jr. blasts into space and made history becoming the first American in space with a 15-minute suborbital flight in his Freedom 7 capsule. A Russian cosmonaut, Yuri Gagarin?
Gagarin. Yeah, and you're Russian. You call yourself a Russian?
I'm not very good at foreign languages, though, my love.
Oh, boy.
Okay, so Yuri, that guy, Yuri, went into space a year earlier, but we won't talk about that now.
No, actually, I think he orbited the Earth, too. We just kind of went up and down like a rocket, you know, but... we won't talk about that.
No. We'll wait. We'll hit on that another time.
Okay. So we listen to the blast off?
Let's do it.
T minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition. Liftoff.
Launch is okay. Roger.
His performance is perfect.
Velocity is okay. Pitch 180 degrees. Altitude 365,000.
Roger. 2G. Kevin Holden.
Freedom 7 is still go. The trajectory is A-OK.
And the space race is underway. Way back when.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Mouthwash Cola Soda Pop, the all-new soda pop that cleans your breath while it rots your teeth.
Now, all those dentists out there, they have to be loving that.
That's a very good idea. You know, Coca-Cola should make a mouthwash. Okay.
So now, let's get our mojo going with my next song, which was written by Jeff Barry and Ellie Greenwich, for their group, The Raindrops.
Who?
The Raindrops.
Okay.
But it was famously remade by the rock group Tommy James and the Shondells.
They were a rock group?
Yeah.
Oh.
Who took it to number one on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 for 2 weeks in July 1966. I got my real first kiss from an older boy while this song was playing. So here's Hanky Panky.
My baby does the hanky panky. Yeah, my baby does the hanky panky. My baby does the hanky panky. My baby does the hanky panky. Hey, my baby does the hanky panky. My baby does the hanky panky. I saw her walking on down the line. Yeah. You know I saw her for the very first time. A pretty little girl standing all alone. Oh, baby, can I take you home? I never saw her, never saw her. my baby does the hanky panky. Walking on down the line.
Okay. Before we go on to another song, I think we should take a break and cool ourselves down from that last song. I'm just fanning myself with any piece of paper I've got around here in the studio.
It's a hot flash, dear.
No, I think it was the song.
Well, anyway, I don't want to keep people hanging on anymore. Okay, this is going to be a clever lead-in.
Oh, boy.
So I'm going to do a sad love song for you.
Oh, well, then I'll stay for it.
It is a song by Vanilla Fudge, an American rock band predominantly known for their extended rock arrangements of contemporary hit songs. Their album, released in 1967, consists entirely of half-speed covers and three short original instrumental compositions. The band has been cited as one of the few American links between psychedelia and what soon became heavy metal. Vanilla Fudge also is known to have influenced other major bands such as Deep Purple, Yes, Styx, and Led Zeppelin. Okay? Listen to their version of You Keep Me Hanging On.
You really don't know
If that's a love song, my love.
It always makes me cry.
I think the Supremes do it a lot better.
Anyway, in 1961, Ray Kroc buys out the McDonald's brothers and takes control over the hamburger chain. Ray Kroc proceeds to open up 200 McDonald's in California.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Now we're going to get a little piped up. No, not hyped up, piped up. Because for my last song, it was the primary hit by the 1960s Ohio-based rock group, the Lemon Pipers, as well as the title track to their debut album, Green Tambourine. The song has been credited as being the first bubblegum pop chart topper. Released towards the end of 1967, it peaked at number one on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 for 1 week at the start of February 1968 and earned the group a gold record for over a million copies sold. The record remained on the chart for 3 months. It was also the first U.S. number one hit for the Buddha label. The Lemon Pipers would never repeat the success again, unfortunately. Here's Green Tambourine. It's been a gas. Keep off the grass.
We'll be back soon with another groovy tune.